Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the God Minute. This is Father Michael, and today is the Feast of the Nativity, or birth, of St. John the Baptist. We'll hear more about that from Peggy in our reflection today. Let's begin as we do all things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 43, Renewal. O God, my life is cluttered with conflicts, and there are times when you seem oblivious to it all. Break into my darkness, O God, set me free from my hang-ups.
May the daily pressures that threaten to strangle me drive me to your fountainhead of grace. Then night will give way to dawn. Depression shall resolve into joy, and I shall sing your praises once more.
Oh, foolish spirit, why do you fret over so many things? God is here. He knows all about your troubles and trials. Renew your faith in him and rejoice.
I shall rejoice. No matter how dark the night, God is my ever-present and eternal hope.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 8 to 17. Once when Zechariah was serving as priest in the division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right hand of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient toward the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy birthday, John the Baptist. It's a pretty special feast day today. Did you know that the Catholic Church only celebrates three birthdays during the year? We celebrate the birth of Jesus, with a feast day, of course, the birth of the Blessed Mother Mary, and the nativity of John the Baptist today. Kind of makes him seem like a bigger deal, don't you think? When you consider the circumstances surrounding it, the nativity of John the Baptist is almost as full of wonder as the nativity of Jesus. Like Jesus' birth, there's a good deal of miracle and mystery around the birth of John the Baptist. There was an angel who announced it, parents who did not plan on it ever happening, and a name for the baby that was chosen by God. All four gospel writers include stories of John the Baptist, which to me further highlights him as an important figure in salvation history. Well, even in his mother's womb, John leapt for joy, recognizing the presence of Jesus as Mary visited Elizabeth. I think the thing that speaks to me the most about the person of John the Baptist was his commitment to directing all people to Jesus rather than himself. He clearly declared that his ministry was preparing for the coming of the Messiah. He said, "One more powerful than I is to come after me. I'm not fit to stoop and untie his sandal straps. I have baptized you in water. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." In humility, John publicly acknowledged his role only as the Messiah's herald, whose mission was to prepare Israel to receive the Messiah by calling people to the baptism of repentance. The whole purpose of John's life and God's purpose for all of us have something in common. In some way, all of us are called to do what John did, to point to the Savior, to make way for Jesus, to lead others to him by what we say and do. John the Baptist's life was fueled by one burning passion, to point to Jesus Christ and to announce the coming of God's kingdom. John turning attention away from himself and toward Jesus reminds us to do the same in our lives. This feast day is a good day to ask ourselves, have others been made ready to meet God through us? To whom have we witnessed? To whom have we said, repent and believe the good news? What could we do today to celebrate John the Baptist's birthday that maybe will point others to Jesus Christ in the same way that John the Baptist did?
Let us pray that God's will might be done in and through us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys and direct our hearts with your grace so that we may take up the work of John, preparing our world for Christ's coming in glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks everyone for joining us today. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for Concert Friday. And then on Saturday, we will have the second decade of the Joyful Mysteries of the Rosary. Take good care of yourself and one another. And we'll see you tomorrow.